Brayden Carrington poured an 18 off the bench to lead the Badgers to a 78-45 senior night Big Ten victory over Maryland at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Coach Greg Gard on Carrington, who played his last home game as a Badger.
You know, he's comfortable in the flow. I mean, he's really, he's aggressive. He got to the rim. You know, I thought he did a really good job defensively. On, we had to really keep track of Saunders. He got loose on us a few times, so all the switching that gets involved to try to shut that off, that component. But obviously, once he gets a couple to go in, then he's going to heat check a couple maybe. You know, he just, his teammates do a good job of finding him.
Badgers lost center Nolan Winter in the second half with an ankle injury. He'll undergo testing today. After not winning on the road all season, Marquette now has back-to-back road victories. Adrian Stevens had 21, Nigel James 20 in a 78-45 win at Providence. UW-Milwaukee's season is over. They fell to Detroit 84-63 in the opening round of the Men's Horizon League tournament. In women's action, the Badgers season is history. They fell to Illinois 82-70, first round of the Big Ten tournament. Green Bay Phoenix women advanced to the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament, 81-57 winners over Detroit. NBA Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 24 points, but the Bucks still dropped their fourth straight, 131-113 to Atlanta last night.
We got to get stops. You know, our defense tonight, aided by the turnovers, you know, 13 turnovers to 21 points. You look at their points, it was transition turnovers. It was three-pointers. And the difference is I thought they kept playing. They stayed in their system, and we got out of ours.
Head coach Doc Rivers, hockey Badgers open their final series of the season, a two-game road set at Penn State starting tonight. Top-ranked Badger women will face off against Minnesota State in the semifinals of the WCHA's final face-off in St. Paul. Wisconsin's Carolyn Harvey named the league's Player of the Year and Top Defender of the Year, while Mark Johnson captured his 11th Coach of the Year honor. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.